Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, in between the break, Spencer, and we're going to get to Shedeur Sanders speaking with Kay Adams in a second. In between the break, you were telling me, basically you got a tweet and some guy got you all riled up about the honorary degree thing again that we just had in Quick Hits. Spencer, you're not for honorary degrees being handed out. LeBron's getting one. And you went on this impassioned rant about it. And listen, the guy missed the mark, obviously. You weren't talking about LeBron. You're talking about honorary degrees. This is not a LeBron-specific throwdown. It's just anybody that gets honorary degrees.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. But in talking, you made me then switch my mind. And you gave a good rant. You were impassioned by it. And I told you, my mom has a PhD. She teaches at a university, so we have much respect for the higher learning
and
the people at higher learning facilities. Okay, but I was thinking I had to go back to the genesis of what an actual college degree is. Right. So, why do you have a college degree? You have a college degree to get a job and to be able to put it on your LinkedIn resume and then get the job and then go from there. Right. If you're giving out honorary degrees, I would say 99.9% of the people that get the honorary degrees, especially for doing commencement speeches, don't need it for the LinkedIn resume. They don't need it for the job that's going to be offered based off of the degree that you're getting. Ergo, it essentially becomes useless to both sides, and so they're not actually benefiting anything from it outside of it looks good on their wall.
It's a fair point, but I still attest that it feels like a slap in the face to the people who actually have to go earn the degree. And I said, I get it. Theoretically, both people are, LeBron, the thing that was thrown back at me was, LeBron's given a lot of money to Ohio State, so he's kind of paid his way, if you will.
But he also
didn't go to class. These are the people who paid their way to school.
Okay. And if this meant that it was LeBron versus the valedictorian of Ohio State this year in a strict competition to get hired at Google, and LeBron gets to put Ohio State on the resume.
Honestly, Google might hire LeBron, though.
Well, why? But if they might just
hire LeBron because they're LeBron's better for the bottom line.
Then I'd have an issue. If it was if LeBron was out in the workforce trying to compete to get jobs at Yahoo and Google with all these other people, then I'd be like, what's going on here? Unfair fight. But LeBron's not competing in that way.
I just think, too, if you're in higher education, you work at a university, and right now, colleges are having a hard time right now. There's a lot of people who can't afford to go to college. Inflation's crazy. All this different stuff. Why? There's schools that are closing left and right because they don't have good endowments and they can't afford it and whatever. Isn't it counterintuitive to what you're trying to sell to people? If you're just come to our school where you need to earn this degree and pay us for 4 years, or this guy can just donate a lot of money and we'll just give him a degree for free.
No, but it's not. The or part of this is the idea that anybody that's getting these honorary degrees don't actually use the degrees for the intended purpose, which is to get you a job after college. So, it's not, I think we're going to be all right. I think for the one time a year that they do it,
by the way, how many times do you think, they just make up, an actual, field for these degrees? LeBron's was, I literally deleted it off the sheets, so now I can't go back and look at it. But like, do you think they just like make up random things that like the person has a doctorate in to just make it to make it so they have a honorary degree from that university?
I doubt it. I would hope it's a real...
You think these are like actual departments that they
have?
Yeah,
I think in the field would probably, the department probably be pretty thrilled about it. Because it's like, yeah, LeBron, LeBron's got a degree from us.
Like LeBron's not getting a degree for like football, NIL.
Yeah, I think he might take that one as an insult. He might look at that like that's not
football NIL expert LeBron James.
He might be insulted by that one. All right, Shador Sanders was on with Kay Adams, and you know, listen, I'll play the clip and then we can just kind of go from there, because the bigger question is basically whether or not this room can get along together. And Shador spoke glowingly about Joe Flacco and everyone else. Here we go.
We all different characters. It's funny going there and seeing Joe every day. At price, I'm like, wow, I'm really with Joe Flacco right now. Like, we're on the same team. That's cool. And then, of course, with Kenny, the experience he had being in the league for these years, it's cool just seeing the process of it. And Deshaun, of course, he's active in there. He's in all the meetings, so it's cool talking to him. You know, outside the room, people try to put us against each other, but like inside the room, like we know we won.
At courtesy of K Adams, FanDuel TV. So here's the thing. I think when he says something like that, people find it endearing. Because we know his dad is Deion Sanders. There's a real possibility that he grew up in a situation where he was eating breakfast and Troy Aikman was just there. You know, like yeah. there's a real chance that like Michael Irvin was at his birthday party. So it's not as if he's really just flabbergasted or just blown away at the prospect of sharing a room with Joe Flacco. Okay. I think when people do that, I think in this instance with Shador, I think people find that really endearing. And I think they think that's really awesome that he seems to be like, wow, starstruck almost by Joe Flacco.
I can see what you're saying. I don't know. I think it's more so because he's talked a lot about like this being his own experience and trying to kind of get out from his dad's shadow. So to me, it feels like that was a reflection of him just being like, this is like reality for me now. Like it's crazy to know I'm sharing a quarterback room with certain guys of a certain status in this league who have done some things and accomplished some things. Like I do think you're right. Like I'm not saying I don't believe that he was actually starstruck by Joe Flacco by any stretch. I just think
it sounded like it though. That was the fun part.
Yeah, I think it's more so him just processing this realization that like I made it. Like I'm in the NFL. Like I've succeeded. But honestly, the thing that stood out to me is him mentioning outside the room, everyone's trying to pin them against each other, but inside the room, like what does he expect? Like you guys are quite literally, you're all against each other. There's one job, one of you gets the job. Apparently, Deshaun Watson now has a role in it, so five of you are competing for one job. Of course, we're gonna sit there and like say like, well, we think this guy is better than that guy, and we think that guy is better than this guy. Somebody has to win the job at some point.
So this is the part that I'm fascinated by, and there just might be too many people involved. So maybe they end up just all getting along because it's not as if you go to bed sleeping and thinking about one person that's standing in your way. There's four other guys, and you're right to throw Deshaun Watson in there because now Deshaun is throwing himself in his hat in the ring. But like, I think I go back to that moment where Shador put up, he didn't put it up. All the other first round picks put up the wristwatch movement and the wrist up movement.
Yeah.
And Dylan Gabriel just sat in the corner and just really didn't do any of that. Like I'm thinking about those type of moments and what translates and what doesn't. It's not in my nature. I'm just not a cutthroat human that way. Any job I've ever gone for, I've always known that I've had a job when I go for the job. So if I don't get it, it just is what it is. And I didn't look at the people that I was going up against as any sort of, while you're standing in my way. Maybe that's a character flaw that I have. But also, again, I had a job. Any job I went for, I had a job. So I knew that there was something to fall back on. In the NFL, if you're going for a job, and if you don't get it, you're just out of a job. Great, you might be the backup quarterback, maybe, but there's going to be people in this quarterback room. There's five of them. There's going to be at least two, possibly three of them that next year are doing something that isn't football related. And I think there's a reality that has to shake out in that.
Yeah, and I think Shador is going to prove that he deserves a spot on this roster. I'm not like trying to insinuate he's not going to be here when the season starts, but of all the guys in this room who like have to almost have that cutthroat attitude to them, I do feel like it's Shador because he was the fifth round pick. And I know like the morning show, I think this morning talked about like the idea that we have to take the labels off. Like we can't use fifth round pick and third round pick anymore with these guys. And I think to an extent that's true, but at the same time, the Browns took Dylan Gabriel earlier for a reason. Like, so even though we shouldn't necessarily label them, we should just like let them duke it out and see where the chips fall. They clearly took Dylan Gabriel because they thought he was the better of the quarterback prospects, or else they would have taken Shador Sanders where they took Dylan Gabriel. So I still think that applies to some extent in this quarterback competition. So there are things that they're going to be measured by, and there are things that the team is going to use to measure them to decide who wins the job. And Shador, of all of them, is maybe the most likely of the, at least the rookies, to be on the outside looking in like a year, or be somewhere else in a year trying to figure out like what his NFL career is going to be if things don't go well for him, or if they pick somebody else over him, because he was the one that you invested the lowest pick possible in. Even Kenny Pickett to a degree, like, yeah, you traded a backup quarterback and a fifth round pick. So yeah. I think like there are some stakes here. And so while I understand what he's saying, and I do think there's some truth in the idea that like they're getting along, that's good.
Do you buy that?
I think right now it's easy to for everybody to get along. It's May. It's the stakes are lower right now in terms of like Joe Flacco. You brought up like not feeling like there was, you treated your job situations as like, well, this person's standing in my way. I'm sure Joe Flacco has that same sort of attitude, right? He's a 40 year old guy. He knows what he's done in this league. His resume speaks for itself. He's done it here in Cleveland in this system. Like, he knows what he's stepping into. Kenny Pickett probably feels on some level like he has a lot to prove, but I'm sure he's not like sitting here worried about these rookie guys.
Oh, Kenny Pickett should be worried about these rookie guys.
I think he should be too.
I think if Kenny Pickett's not worried, I got news for him. I checked and saw how much money he made in his NFL career. So a real chance if he didn't do this right, there's a real chance he's selling insurance next season.
Yeah, I mean, this is the last year because they didn't pick up the fifth year option. So yeah, listen, like I think right now in May, it's easy to just be like, yeah, we're all getting along, and there's not a lot going on.
Imagine your car breaking down and calling someone up, and it's like Kenny Pickett answering, like, I got you today.
I'm Kenny Pickett, former NFL first round pick.
What can I do with your safe and drive today?
But yeah, like I think right now it's easy for all these guys to get along because there's not a lot of, you know, on field work where they're like duking it out and splitting reps and all these things. But once we get to training camp, I do think that switch needs to flip. And Shador can get away with right now saying it's not about proving people wrong, it's about proving myself right. But like, proving yourself right means like you got to beat out these other guys at some point. Maybe it's not summer, but at some point.
I thought it was strategic that he spoke so glowingly of Joe Flacco, mainly because you're not competing against the guy with a wife and three kids right now at 40 years old. You're really truthfully not. You are competing against Dylan Gabriel. You are competing against Kenny Pickett. And so I looked at that and I thought that was pretty interesting. But what will this competition end up being? Is it going to end up being good or bad with this many quarterbacks? 216-474 to below 92. We've talked before about the idea that the reps are going to be split up and it's not going to be nearly as many as you typically would have. But Shador right now sounds like he just joined a fraternity. Sounds like he just joined like a group to hang out and drink beers with and talk football with. He sounds like he's having a great time with all these guys. And I just, closer and closer we get to this and how competitive this is and the fact that only one of them gets to start, I have no idea that it's going to stay the same way.
I definitely believe in my heart of hearts that locker rooms, like, there is a competitiveness, of course, but I do think guys can get along even when they're, you know, jockeying for the same position.
But most people know their role, though, and I think that's the hang-up I have here. Like, you could just as easily be the fourth quarterback on this team, which means you're not making the team, as you could be the starting quarterback if you're a certain player.
Well, and that's, I think, what's interesting with Shador is he doesn't know his role yet. Like, he's trying to figure that out, but his goal is, I want to be the starting quarterback of this team. So yeah, like on some level, like right now it might just be soaking it all in, getting acclimated, getting to know your teammates. And I don't know, maybe the goal for Shador just needs to be to start things off. Like, let me just be better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, let me prove that I'm better than the guy who's like at my level. And then we'll worry about like passing these other guys. But it almost feels like you're sort of thinking, he's like talking of Joe Flacco, but then like behind closed doors, he's like, I ain't losing to this old man.
I'm thinking more like he's just not in competition with the old man. Hey, because either Flacco starts the season or he's traded. There's no world where Joe Flacco is the backup quarterback here because that's just unnecessary. He either starts week one and he gets a real opportunity to see what he can do, or he's not on the team.
Well, see, this is why I think right now, this time of year, though, it's easy for the attitude Shador is sharing to be the attitude of that room, where it's like, yeah, we all get along, we're all having fun. It's May, right? Like, all these guys are here. Like, they know things are going to change at some point.
At some point, will I change? And I'll think to myself, all right, Shador, lock it in. You know, time to win this battle. Time to stop being buddy-buddy with everybody. You know, he does give off a very, I think one of the things I like about him is he gives off a very friendly demeanor about himself. But one thing I loved about Baker was a good teammate. Baker wouldn't have entered that room like that. I don't think Baker would have looked at it like we got the Brady Bunch in there, and we got the five great.
See, but I think some of Baker's own teammates would say he wasn't the best teammate. Like the Duke Johnson for sure. Thing.
There were definitely people that got mad at him.
Like but Baker, Miles didn't get along.
Baker would piss people off. Now, again, he had a lot of people that really liked him, though, and that was where the offensive line came in and all the guys that he was going to battle with.
So you think at some point Shador has to turn off, like, the buddy-buddy?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, sort of persona where he's just like, yeah, everything's great.
Well, that's why I wonder if this is what this turns into. And this is why I think I'm fascinated by this topic, is the idea of who are we going to see turn into more cutthroat and more, I'm better than you and I know it.
I mean,
now
doesn't
I have
it kind of feel like
way.
That person is Dylan Gabriel right now?
Well,
because of what you insinuated,
heard,
like they're all throwing up the wrist thing and he's just like, I'm focused on football.
First off, I love that move, by the way. I love the move by Dylan Gabriel to not throw the wrist up in
honestly,
that moment.
I saw that video. I thought
if he had thrown up the wrist up in that moment, I would have instantly thought he's never playing in the NFL with the Browns because you're already conceding the job to Shador Sanders.
I kind of felt like Shador kind of downplayed it. Like it looked like in the
Shador
video,
did.
Like Quinshon started it and he was like bumping him and like hey, like that. And then like Shador was kind of like no, like keep that down. Like,
I think it's fine because it's May 21st. Yeah, but yeah. I think if we have this buddy group when everyone can win the job, and this is how we're talking a couple months from now, I'll be interested to see if I feel differently because I imagine I will.
This is
just a little too buddy for me, and it just I don't know because usually we don't see this in the NFL. You don't see five different quarterbacks going for the same job. It doesn't exist this way.
I also think that Shador is operating from a place right now where I don't want to say because he even said it. He was asked on his conference call when he was first drafted, like, do you regret anything about the pre-draft process? And he said no. And I think that's you shouldn't regret those types. Like, you know, you live and you learn, right? So, but I do think the whole situation humbled him to an extent where he is now approaching everything from a different perspective and he's not being as brash.
Yeah.
I think if he emerges as like the immediate backup to maybe Joe Flacco, or if he just outright wins the job, I think that guy that maybe got him in trouble in the combine and why his stock fell comes back to life at some point. I think he's playing things very safe right now.
Will the competition be good or bad when it involves this many players? 216-474-0092. We'll continue on. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.